You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get, except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. Come get some. See where I live.
IGN GameScoop.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN GameScoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. Joining me this week, Justin Davis,
Scoop.
Brian Altano, Greg Miller.
You're going to die by a meteor attack.
We have a fantastic show planned for you today. We're going to talk about Assassin's Creed Rogue. We're going to talk about Zelda Monopoly. But first, clean up a little extra business from last week. We were talking about Watch Dogs. There's apparently some new content coming that takes place in Camden, New Jersey. We thought that was a random place to pick.
Yeah.
I wish we would have had you on the show. You were just enlightening us that it's actually very dangerous.
It's terrifying. Camden, New Jersey is historically and annually one of the most dangerous places in the country. Lots of crime, lots of death, lots of murder.
One of our listeners, Rob, knows this. He says, just writing an email in response to last GameScoop, I was surprised when you guys were discussing the Watch Dogs Twitter account tweeting about Camden, New Jersey. One of you even thought Camden was pretty random. I was surprised
that New Jersey.
Surprised none of you realize that Camden, New Jersey is one of the U.S. cities with the most surveillance. Apparently they have a controversial surveillance program in place because it's so dangerous.
Surprised none of you knew this, living on the completely opposite coast of the country and having a life.
So I guess they have a lot of surveillance and they use it to watch all the crimes that they don't stop.
Yeah,
To keep that crime rate up so high.
So knowing that, that makes a lot more sense for why you could take the Watch Dogs game mechanics and put them in Canada.
So did that get confirmed that there's content coming? Because I remember last week we were like, oh, what does it mean?
I mean, it seems like there. Seems very legit.
No announcements have been made.
The hint from the Twitter account was a little on the nose.
Yeah.
Unless it's just tweeting about random stuff.
About surveillance.
Des Moines, Iowa, you're next.
Fun camera facts from the Watch Dogs Twitter account.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
Aransky's running around here behind the cameras, fixing everything. All right.
It's not going to save your family.
Let's get right into
it. Nothing can stop these meteors. Everyone just hug your loved ones, because one day, they're not going to warn you when the meteors are getting close either, like they do in the movies. It'll literally just be, what's that? Oh!
Yeah, who's going to hug you?
You think the scientists they know that they're coming, but they're like, you know, there's nothing we can do, just don't tell anybody.
100%,
Really? How slow are these meteors? I mean, do we know they're coming like 30 years from now?
Yeah, talk to Greg. He's the one.
How slow are these meteors?
They're fast. They're coming pretty quick.
Yeah, but that's all relative, right? Like, they can be coming incredibly fast, but they can still be years away.
Sure.
Would you want to know?
No.
If the meteors were coming in 2 years.
It would be
2 years.
It would be insanity. Everything would immediately fall apart.
It'd be like the Purge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No, you can't tell it for society. You just have to let it get snuffed out on its own.
All right.
You get everybody into salt bunkers.
Let's talk about Assassin's Creed. Speaking of
Rogue.
Doomsday scenarios, I think that's part of the story in Assassin's Creed, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Templars are starting.
It's never good.
No one knows. This is the Apple of Eden. And
we finally got confirmation that there is a second Assassin's Creed game coming this year to last-gen consoles.
Yep.
Assassin's Creed Rogue.
It was previously codenamed Comet.
Yep. Not Meteor. It's out in November. Wait. What?
This is maybe a super stupid question. What's the difference between a comet and a meteor?
I know.
Comets are happy.
I used
and you
to
can
know
wish
this.
On them.
I used to know this.
Isn't it something along the lines of, I'm making it up.
Are comets in orbit and meteors not?
Exactly, because comets will come back.
Yeah, because comets orbit the sun and meteors don't. Nah.
Yeah. Comets don't hit the Earth either. They just
we hope.
Well, they could if they cross the Earth's orbit.
No, they know not to do that.
Really? They know not to. Yeah. Anyway, we're taking a look at the trailer for Assassin's Creed Rogue. It's out November 11th, which is 2 weeks after Assassin's Creed Unity.
Yeah. A lot of new additions in this one. There's a guy with a hood.
Well, at least you're playing.
It actually is different.
You're playing as a Templar. You're playing as one of the bad guys.
Yeah.
I bet there's going to be some gray area.
Looks like there's
a lot of gray area.
You refer to
them making it so white,
like
snow. Yeah.
It's supposed to mix sea and land gameplay, much like Assassin's Creed 4, which is good news to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah.
It takes place.
Well, are you actually going to play this though?
I mean, I don't know. I loved 4.
But wouldn't you be more inclined to play Unity on your nice brand new systems?
Like, yes. Than play that back actually brings us to a question from one of our listeners, Matt Anderson, who asks,
Mr. Anderson, are you aware of the impending meteors? The fact that nothing can save the Ransky family.
If you take your tongue, you cannot tell anyone about the meteors.
Matt says, now that Assassin's Creed Rogue has been officially confirmed and we know the timeline, should I wait to play Rogue first before Unity due to the timeline? Because the story in Rogue apparently sets things up for Unity.
Oh.
Even though Unity comes out first.
Nope.
So you should play Unity, and then 6 months later you should play Rogue when Rogue comes to PS4.
This guy.
Because that's what's going to happen.
Because
Ubisoft! And look, even Liberation got ported, right?
So. Yeah.
Well, they had to make their money back on that one.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
That's actually a good. Yeah, I guess I'll just wait.
I absolutely feel the same. Like, I'm actually super excited about Rogue because I love the sea and land gameplay in 4. I'm more excited about that than them going back to an urban environment in Unity. But I just don't have those consoles hooked up anymore. Like, I'd have to drag the 360 out of the closet, plug it in. That would probably be the last game I ever play on it. I absolutely hope that they release a version of that on PS4 and Xbox One.
Yeah.
I still have my PS3 hooked up, but I don't see myself going from playing an Assassin's Creed game on PS4 to playing one on PS3 within the same month.
Right.
First of all, that's a lot of Assassin's Creed. Too much, one would say. Most would say too much.
Sure. Who would say? You would say?
I would say.
Would you say that?
Is that one you would say?
Yeah. There you go. The majority.
That's most.
Three
would say that.
Three would say.
What would you say?
I'm excited about both.
Okay, would you play
Except
both
you
in a month?
You won't drag your system out and plug it in. That's how excited you are.
I'm so tired of all these consoles. It's just heavy.
There has to be an easier way.
There is.
With a PC, you have every console.
He picks up, breaks his back. Oh! There's pasta everywhere. And milk.
Milk.
And
smells the
milk.
This milk was supposed to make my back strong.
Oh, the meteors!
To let you in, Justin and his wife drink milk for dinner, and we think it's really weird.
No, they drink milk with dinner. They don't. It's just not. dinner time!
Time for dinner, honey. Here you go, Jamie.
That is an important distinction.
Have a
right.
piece of bread tonight. No, no bread. Just the milk.
Bread at dinner time. That's not milk. That's crazy. Get that bread out of here. Smack it on the floor with the PS3 and that old pasta.
We're on a...
Osteoporosis is real. It'll get you.
We're off to a good start with GameScoop today.
The milk is not weird. We already went over this.
We're not going to do this again.
Exactly, because I fucking won last time.
Majority did rule that drinking milk at dinner is not crazy.
Overwhelmingly.
Even though that just shows everyone else is crazy and we're the only sane people.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of children that watch this, listen to.
My mom makes me drink milk all the time. I love milk. I don't know about you guys. It's the best at dinner time.
Mickey Mouse listens to the show.
It goes great with
with my dinosaur chicken nuggets and Funyuns and silly straws.
Yeah, okay. You might be on, because we do eat like mac and cheese for dinner sometimes.
So. Really?
Yeah.
And milk?
Just like a lot.
There's milk in mac and cheese.
Is it Kraft mac and cheese?
That's a milky dinner.
Yeah, that's high dairy dinner.
Wait, there's no protein there. No. There's no meat. Mm-hmm. You just have mac and cheese and milk for dinner?
We don't eat a lot of meat.
Anyway, is there anything else we need to cover off on Assassin's Creed Rogue? It's coming this fall.
I think it's for me like a non-issue. Like I love Assassin's Creed games and I love playing them. Yeah. I have no fucking idea what the story is in Assassin's Creed anymore. Off into the weeds that like when it's like, oh, in what order should I play these? I'm like, what does even
that's the other thing.
I run to the cool things on the map and I do them until they go away and then I move to the new area. And every now and then they're like, and there's a cutscene. They say this, and some guy gets stabbed. I'm like, all right, can I get back to the cool stuff now? I don't care.
It has you alluded to it. Matt alluded to it in his letter the storylines are supposed to be connected, and it kind of bridges the gap. So it's like there's the Kenway storyline that was Assassin's Creed 3 and 4 mostly, and then Unity is kind of a new storyline, but Rogue like is in between the two. Like it connects the storyline of 3 and 4 and then Unity, and then Rogue sits in the middle of those. And so there might be something interesting there from a storyline perspective. But absolutely not. Play them in whatever order you want.
Yeah. We thought it was a lot when they annualized Assassin's Creed, and now it's like double annualized.
I know. It's been annualized since the very first one. One's come out every year.
No, there was a year in between 1 and 2 at least. Mm. And then ever since then there's been. Okay.
The year without Creed, they called it.
Yep.
When you are with me, with arms wide open,
you guys don't have to do that. There's no need for that.
This week, Nintendo and GameStop announced
they're getting it on
Zelda Monopoly. And this is not something that I would normally take a lot of note of, but people actually seemed into this and were excited about it.
Which is weird.
So as an adult, like, when do you ever really play Monopoly?
I love Monopoly.
Monopoly is the worst.
When do you play Monopoly?
Can I answer this question? Monopoly.
Yeah.
So I was at the mall in San Francisco a few weeks back, and there's a toy store up on the top floor, and I was like, I just popped in because there's always still a tiny child inside me. And I noticed that they had Nintendo Monopoly there, and it was 75% off, meaning it was like $11. Yeah. And I'm like,
did you buy the hell out of that?
I'm like, I'm buying this thing, of course. So I brought it home and I opened it up, and me and my fiance played Monopoly, and it was within 2 hours, because she played like an idiot. Like, I love you, baby, but you play Monopoly like a fool.
Yeah, be ruthless.
She was just like, no, every time she would land on the place, she'd be like, I don't need to buy that. I'd be like, I do, because this is, I'm rolling the end game here, where you're going to be paying me out for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So we played a full game Monopoly, had some drinks, and had a really good time. It's really fun. Monopoly's even awesome. Even with two players. I think Monopoly is a great game.
Yeah, I just remember playing it as a kid, and I haven't played it since.
Keep in mind, though,
Monopoly is a disaster board game.
I feel like Zelda Monopoly is doing the same thing, but they give you all these cool pieces, right?
Yeah.
And the Nintendo one is the same thing, but all of the, and obviously here they call the money rupees.
Yes.
And
that's cute.
But the houses and hotels not shown are the same exact thing.
Yeah.
They call them stupid things. Like here, they're like,
what's the hotel in Zelda World?
It's called like a temple or something.
Oh,
or something.
Nice.
But it looks exactly like the red and white thing. And in the Zelda one, they're like, oh, these are, you know, coin huts and question blocks.
Yeah,
like, just stop.
Can we pull up the image again of the board?
That looks awesome.
Well, I feel like they didn't go far enough. I don't know. But there we go. You still have the same you still have jail.
There's those pieces that have to stay the same.
But it doesn't have to be jail. Go to jail that has the old-timey 1930s policeman on it. Like, they couldn't have a guard?
See, what I was
Zelda on there?
It couldn't be Mount Doom?
No, I think legally they're not allowed to touch four spaces on the board. No, honestly.
That's just Hasbro.
Sure, but here's the thing is what I said I couldn't believe.
That's Monopoly law.
What I was surprised about is when you were saying in the beginning is that people were super excited about this, right? Like, there is literally 300 different versions of Monopoly. And I've seen them, and I've seen Nintendo, and I've seen the Chicago Bears, and I've seen New York City, and blah, blah, blah. I think these are like the unifying factors of it. So I was surprised that people were like, Zelda, I mean, it's neat, don't get me wrong.
I think 300 is being conservative, too. Because I think there's for community, every individual community colleges have their own Monopoly.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could probably get Game Scoopopoly if we wanted it.
We will. We want that.
Yeah.
We'd love that.
So did we ever figure out, I was super curious about what the board
Justin's
was.
Piece is a glass of milk.
What's the boardwalk in Zelda Monopoly?
I don't know.
I don't know why I'm so curious about
it. The player
tokens
are... I
don't know what they think is the most valuable land.
Pop them back up there.
It's probably Hyrule Castle, right?
In 5 minutes, it'll be up. Can we tell? Can we tell?
You see, it's Hyrule Castle.
It's not particularly high-res.
It looks like a good castle. It's probably Hyrule Castle.
It's probably Ganon and Zelda's castles.
The player tokens are a bow, hookshot, boomerang, triforce, Hylian Shield, and a GameStop exclusive Ocarina of Time.
Ooh. Those aren't even remote. Everyone wants the Triforce.
Yeah.
There's no Master Sword.
Ooh. Also, look at all that weird stuff they put in the bow. Yeah. That dead air.
Oh, that old, the webbing of the bow. Yeah. Could they not? There's an opening in the Triforce. Why couldn't they just have an opening?
I don't know what that is. That could break easy.
They ran out of openings.
I'm gonna go ahead and call that bow and arrow as the boot of this edition of Monopoly.
Okay.
No one wants that.
Yeah.
You already mentioned there is already a Nintendo Monopoly. There's actually already Pokemon Monopoly that's already out too.
Pokemonopoly.
As I was looking around, there's surprisingly few video game themed Monopoly. I don't even think there's anything else except for these three now. So it is kind of a rare occurrence to have a video game themed.
Interesting. Monopoly.
And in that spirit, Big Tony Style writes in asking, GameStop announced the release of a Zelda-themed Monopoly world, and as a fan of both Zelda and Monopoly, this looks awesome and is highly relevant to my interests. What other video game franchises do you think would make a Monopoly theme? So what does it take? Do you have to have a game with interesting locations that you can have on there?
It's not a video game, but I would say Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings.
That probably already happens. He's asking.
Damon asks a specific, or Tony Style asks a question, Justin's like, I'll fucking just twist this around like milk.
Milk is pretty
cool. It'd be cool to see one for Tetris, where all the pieces are different Tetris blocks, but I don't know what they're taking over. Like, is it the world?
What's their currency?
Yeah, that's right. Points?
Points.
But then, like, if you're taking over the world, it's kind of different than, because then you have to say that one country is, you know, the purple places, which is nobody wants to live there. That's the Camden, New Jersey of the world. It's terrible.
See, I don't want it.
Just no video game Monopoly.
No, I don't. I'm a Monopoly purist.
Oh, you like the good old.
I like normal. It's one of those things. For years, I would get gifts like, oh, the Justice League Monopoly or this, and it's like, thanks.
So let me guess. I'm gonna go ahead and guess that you like the dog. You're the little Scotty dog. Man.
No.
The dog or the hat.
I usually be in the race car like everybody else. I think probably.
Damn it.
It's an unoriginal answer, but the race car's cool.
Isn't there like a man? He's doing something.
There's a battleship. There's the iron. I like being the iron when the race car's taken. That's my number two.
Do you remember? I have this information here. Can you name the six tokens in Nintendo Monopoly?
There is a Samus ship. Well, so there's two versions of Nintendo Monopoly, actually. There's like a deluxe version, a regular version. But I think there's like a Koopa
I'm really
shell,
tickled that you
a
know
Samus
that.
Ship, a Master Sword, some garbage from Pikachu, and Donkey Kong's barrel.
Maybe. Okay, this is a little different.
Okay.
In the one that I researched, there's a star.
Okay, way
a
off.
A gyroid. What is a gyroid?
Oh, it's one of those things you put in your house in Animal Crossing.
Oh.
A mushroom, Zelda's sword, which is, I think, a misprint. It should be Link's sword. Yeah. Samus's helmet, and Pikmin's rocket.
Yeah, interesting.
Captain Olimar's rocket.
But there's all these weird things in the game. Like, you pick up a card, and it's like, oh, Mario got in a car accident. Better pay $150. Like, Mario never got in a car accident. He has a whole game about it.
He drives a Mercedes now.
Yeah, but he destroys other people's cars constantly. He never has to pay the money for it. That's ridiculous.
We found out today that Mario is not a human.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I still don't understand this.
Nintendo made up their own, like, species for Mario.
It's yeah.
Like
a,
what is he?
Homo Nintendus.
Yeah, he's like a plumber, Homo Nintendus, something like that. It's
really apparently their style guide for this stuff is like incredibly...
We're publishing stuff about it on IGN soon.
Yeah.
Within the next couple days.
Mm.
I think Friday.
You can't legally call Donkey Kong a monkey or something like that.
You legally
can. He's a Kong with a K.
Using that word.
I'm not sure you know what it means.
It's Monopoly law. He's a Kong with a K. That's his species. You can't call him a monkey. So that's, I mean... They get a right around this stuff.
I would want GTA Monopoly.
That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah, there you go.
But then you would just steal all the money.
Yeah, you ought to change the rules a little bit, make it possible to steal.
Maybe if you land on someone's property, you get to take money from them.
You ever play Monopoly with people and they sit down and they're just like, they got all these crazy ass rules that don't make any sense?
The house rules?
Yeah.
That's what makes Monopoly last forever, and that's why people
like
Monopoly.
The free parking thing, where every time people have to pay out, it goes on free parking, and if you land on that, you get like $10 million.
That's not a real rule.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all. It's like it's like a crackhead winning the lottery. It's not fair.
Monopoly, I'm a board game snob, and that game's a disaster of a board game.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, I really like it.
Yeah, Monopoly's awesome.
If you play just by the rules, you can be in and out in an hour.
Yeah.
You gotta just be murderous.
What is the best board game of all time?
That's a big question. I know I'm not as wild about it, but Twilight Struggle is really, really popular.
Never even heard of this game.
I think it's Sorry. Sorry is amazing
because you get to.
I really like.
You have to be such an ass while you're playing it because you're like, sorry. It's such a bratty game.
Before we get off the Monopoly topic, it's important to point out that Ubisoft announced today that Monopoly's coming.
That was my next topic.
Greg Way.
Speaking of Monopoly, Damon Way.
Yeah, Ubisoft today announced the Hasbro Game Channel, which is interesting. Because remember, there were many Hasbro Game Night games, and they were published by EA.
Yeah, EA and Hasbro had a big, like I think maybe 10-year relationship with each other.
What do they mean channel?
So it's like it's for Xbox One and PS4. There's gonna be Monopoly, Risk, and Trivial Pursuit, but they didn't announce anything about a pricing or anything. So
it'll probably be. Do you remember they did on Xbox Live Arcade? I don't know if they had something like this on PSN. They did like the retro games thing. You could download and then buy retro games within. This singular
on Xbox?
App. Yeah.
Oh wait, it was
the arcade.
It was like an arcade. You could actually like kind of walk around, and there was different cabinets.
But you had to buy individual games, and you could like play one for free one time.
Buy
credits.
So wait, so this is going to be like a standalone app with games.
It's like
in
an
it?
App with for your console. Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. Yeah,
it launches with these three games, and like presumably they could add more.
Yeah. I actually love. I don't usually get into. Like board video game versions of board games, but Monopoly is really fun to play in a video game. Because a lot of the stuff that happens in real life, you get to see happen with a computer, which is amazing. Because like when you're dominating a Monopoly and the computer's like,
does
you get these offers.
Does the computer flip
like,
over the table?
Hey, I'll give you $11 for Baltic Place, and you're like, nah. And he's like, all right, back to the part where I just die.
Monopoly was the first game I ever fell down the hole with for online. Playing on PC back in the day.
Oh,
I was on the case ladder system, ranked in the low 20s in the whole world. Yeah.
This is an awesome image,
by the way. Yeah.
I'm a big Monopoly fan.
It's called Monopoly Plus.
Yeah. No, I like how they made everything look realistic except for all the parts where the game is being played.
Yeah.
I actually liked playing digital board games. I liked Carcassonne and Settlers of Catan and Ticket to Ride.
Those versions on Xbox Live were really, really good.
Because since the Xbox obviously runs the board for you, like the games move so much faster than they do. And I think they're fantastic.
Which Mario Party has still never learned how to do. Those games always take 3 years.
Yep.
And just that's like the way people talk about Monopoly, that's the way Mario Party actually
really
is.
Anyway, Hasbro Game Channel launches this fall, Xbox One, PS4. The games are available individually, not as a service on 360 and PS3, so we'll see how that goes. I just think it's interesting that it's Ubisoft now and not EA.
Yeah.
Well, there's this weird stuff. That's the same story with Tetris. EA had done EA Tetris, and now Ubisoft is putting out Ubisoft Tetris.
Ooh,
there's shenanigans going on back
Tetris
there.
Tetris gets around.
Yeah.
Tetris has been...
It's one of the sluttiest games.
I don't think... It was EA for 20 years.
It's just ramming its pieces
into everything.
Any crevice.
Getting everywhere.
Yeah.
But then if they ram in too tight, they just delete themselves.
Let's check in with the listeners.
Hey, listeners.
Hey, listeners.
What's up, listeners?
Remember, you can always reach us at the email address, gamescoop@ign.com, just like Steve Paul did.
Steve Paul.
He's got two first names.
Don't trust him.
No, I'm not a fan of this at all.
He wants to know, why are there so many sequels this generation? Next year... 2015 will be the third year of this generation of consoles, or at least the third holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
We will allow that. The Xbox 360 kicked off the previous generation in 2005, making 2007 the third year of the previous generation. It's giving us a history lesson here.
Yeah.
In 2007, we were treated to many amazing new IPs, such as Crackdown, Bioshock, The Witcher, Crysis, Assassin's Creed, Mass Effect, and Uncharted. These new franchises jump-started the generation, and their sequels fill the following years. As I look forward to 2015, however, I see the biggest releases are sequels, not new IPs. The biggest releases of the year will be Witcher 3, Arkham Knight, Mass Effect 4, Crackdown 3, Uncharted 4, Rainbow Six Siege, Halo 5, and Rise of the Tomb Raider, which are all sequels. I could be wrong about this trend, but if I'm not, what is causing this trend?
Money.
Yeah, you bought all those games the last time, and you loved them, and people took note of that, and they said, we got to put two.
He's going back to when the market could support a new IP like Bioshock or whatever, right? Yeah. There are less third parties making video games now because the market is so rough.
Yeah,
so,
it's impossible. Like, it's almost impossible for anybody to make money making video games anymore. So you have to stick with what you know will work.
We just saw Evolve was delayed till next year.
Well, that's one of the few exceptions,
Wait, really?
Yeah, it was delayed till February.
Yeah.
But I'm saying everyone's really excited for it, but it's going up, it's a new IP going up a bit against a bunch of well-established brands like Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, even like Alien. So it's like, maybe that was smart to push it
back into
next year. I don't know, is it true that there are more sequels today than in the past? Like, there were 6 Mega Man games on the NES.
Yeah, like, I don't, this doesn't feel new to me. I mean, we always talk about this kind of stuff, but, like, I mean, we had Mario 1, 2, and 3 on the NES. There was also an additional Mario sequel that came out in Japan. And that's not counting Mario is Missing and then Mario's that came out on the Game Boy. You know, there were, what, 3 Castlevanias on the NES, 3 Contras on the NES.
Think about how many Castlevanias were on the
2 Zeldas.
NES.
Like, yeah. I mean, this is...
I think it, again, comes down to the ecosystem. I think there's... surrounding those Mega Man and Mario's, right, there were a bunch of other people publishing other cartridges.
Yeah.
And right now, we have that thing where, honestly, when I think about it, like, THQ was somebody who would go out on a limb and be like, let's try a new game, you know what I mean? And they are gone. And it's like, there are other publishers Jesco. Like that. Yeah. There just aren't, you know, it's what we was talking about, right? You have the AAAs and then you have the indies. There's
a spectrum. That's what I was going to say. There are a lot of really good new IPs I can think of this year, but they're like Shovel Knight,
right? Yeah.
Super Time Force, Transistor, Child of Light. Like, these are, they're just, it always comes back to what we talk about, how much the ecosystem has changed. There's just, change. There's just AAA games and indie games.
AAA games cost too much money to take risks.
Honestly. I actually find myself saying a lot, man, I'm kind of bummed that we won't get a sequel for certain games. Like, I know Stick of Truth, South Park game. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be amazed if we got a sequel to that game. We probably won't.
Yeah, maybe just because...
It took so long.
It took them so long.
Yeah.
It was like I think it was a big struggle for Matt and Trey to get that game finished.
Totally.
There was Titanfall. Huge new IP this year.
Right.
But I don't know. People seem to be asking the question, what happened to Titanfall? Like, it didn't have the legs that people thought it would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The online community has definitely fallen off in that game.
Yeah, you talk to Fredo about it. I mean, he can give you a million reasons. And it's stuff that Respawn's working to fix, right? Like, trying to make that a more of a competitive landscape and keep people coming back. But when you don't have that at launch, right, you lose people. And there's this drop-off, and it's really hard to get people back. Now, when Titanfall 2 comes out, and people see that thing, and it's got everything. Well, sure, expanding to other platforms for sure will help out. But I mean, you get to come out of the gate and be like, we have private matches, and we have this, and this ranking system.
Have you guys seen the stories on the subscription numbers for Warcraft?
Like, that's our next topic.
Oh, great. Oh, awesome.
Teeing you up.
We're just really doing really well with our segues here today. Samir writes in, asking about World of Warcraft. He says, I've been eyeing World of Warcraft for a long time.
Like a decade.
The starter pack has dropped to $20, which is a fairly reasonable price. So is it too late for me to join now, since practically everyone is abandoning ship, or is there still hope to play with people?
It's too late. Don't bother.
Really? I'm not briefed on the numbers. He mentioned some.
They announced this week, in the last quarter, they lost another 800,000 subscribers.
Jeez.
It's not too late for that reason, because there's still more people playing that than any game that is perceived as
still
being...
still over 6 million people 6.8 paying million. Every month.
Yep.
At least paying, so even if they're not playing.
For reference, a few years ago, they had 13 million people playing that game.
Yeah.
It's still so much bigger than, you know, Guild Wars or Final Fantasy 14 or ESO or whatever MMO you consider kind of up and coming. So... if your concern is having people to play with, don't worry about that at all. But
if you're just starting, don't you need other people who are just starting to play with?
Yeah, but there's always,
that'll always be, right?
Yeah, there's more people on WoW servers than any other MMO.
Yeah.
I would still say don't bother just because, and this is coming from someone, none of you have played WoW, right? Like, I played that game religiously for years, but it just feels old now because it is old. Like, new MMOs have better ideas, they look better. They've sort of figured out things about the genre and iterated on it in a way that WoW is just on technology that's well over 10 years old, because the game itself was in the works for like 5 years before it came out.
That's what I was going to suggest. Like, if you're itching to play an MMO, why not check out Elder Scrolls Online or
Guild Wars 2 is a great one to start with. You know,
they Universe have, Online.
They have more action-oriented combat. You know, they've sort of figured out the exception. The counterpoint is that for pure like breadth of content, WoW is the biggest MMO.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I mean, I've only like casually dabbled in playing WoW a little bit. I had friends that were like crazy into it.
Yeah.
So I sort of like over the shoulder would go hang out at their houses and watch. And they're like, we're on a big raid. I'll be there in 10 minutes. And then 4 hours later, they're done. And I really like the art style. Like, that's something that's always stuck with me. But the reason I don't play it is because I see exactly where the hooks would grab me and where I would not let go for a while. But there's, you know, there's like, what, like 10, 15 years worth of stuff to do in that
game now. I guess I would want to revise my straight up no. I mean, I will say that newer MMOs, I think, have solved a lot of the problems that, wow, you know, just because it's old, you know, we'll have a problem solving. But I have a lot of good memories in that world and running around in that world and sort of going on those quests. And there's so much, like, if you subscribe, you're going to get more pure content than you would in, like, a newer game, for sure.
Yeah, it's weird to think that, you know, it's one of the most popular games in the world still, but it's had such a huge drop-off in numbers.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's lost, half of its players.
Half of its player base. Most people would kill to have 7 million people playing.
All of them would, every single MMO that's not WoW.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's the thing, right? When WoW started, it was the MMO, and now there's dozens and dozens and dozens.
How's WoW Star doing?
I was just going to ask that, yeah.
We're all synced up in this neural network.
It launched, right?
Yeah, it launched.
But then I just never heard anything.
It launched, and I tried to download it, but it didn't run well on my computer at all, so I couldn't really check it out too much. It wasn't optimized. I have a soft spot for Lord of the Rings Online. That's my favorite MMO. Mm-hmm. That's my DC universe. Mm.
Isn't it crazy that there's actually a World of Warcraft movie coming?
Yeah.
Like, so long after the game came out?
From Duncan Jones.
I know, it's actually looking like it might be pretty good. It's just like the timing is weird. Right?
It is weird, especially with this news, because it's sort of like, man, you had so many, like, put out the movie when you had 13 million subscribers, you know?
Oh, maybe it works in reverse, though.
Yeah.
The movie comes out and it's cool, and people are like, oh, maybe I'll check out that game.
Well, I also think that people that are deep into WoW, no matter how good that movie is, they're probably going to be mad.
Yeah.
It's just going to change things and be different, and
probably.
Yeah, but I mean, that's okay, right? I mean, there's a... Guardians of the Galaxy's out and it's making millions of dollars. And
if you
jump wildly from the source material. And
if you treat the source material with respect, like Lord of the Rings movies, for example.
Or even Game of Thrones changes stuff, but it's very respectful of the source material.
Yeah. Yep.
Speaking of movies, when I hear there's a new Adam Sandler movie coming out, I typically don't get very excited.
No.
Yeah.
However, have you guys heard about this movie, Pixels?
Yes. We were at San Diego Comic-Con, and it was impossible to avoid.
Yeah.
Well, it was right outside where we filmed all the live show stuff. They had little arcades.
The branding for this movie was everywhere. Are there trailers out yet?
There's not a trailer.
Okay.
So Peter Dinklage is in the movie, too.
That really threw me off.
I'm looking amazing. We have the image here. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Damn right.
Great hair.
It's a period piece movie, correct?
So I thought it was, but apparently not. It's like inspired by 80s arcade games, but takes place today.
It's inspired by a YouTube video.
Yes, that original, which I think might have even been called Pixels.
Yeah, yeah.
Where 80s arcade characters attacked New York, giant things. So in the movie, if I understand it correctly, aliens... here's the original video. Mm-hmm. Aliens intercept our video game data and mistakenly think it's like planned to attack them from us. Yeah. So they come and attack us and they use video game characters to do it somehow.
Yeah.
But I don't think the movie is licensing any video game characters like Wreck-It Ralph did.
Mm. Oh, no, I think they are.
Are they?
Yeah. I heard Donkey Kong's in this movie.
Okay, they haven't shown...
Donkey Kong.
There's no official imagery from the movie yet shows licensed video game characters.
See, here's my thing, Damon. The way you just explained the plot, I can live with that. The way Adam Sandler is going to explain this plot, it's where it's all going to fall apart for me.
Adam Sandler's friends with the president, and he needs to recruit a team of people to fight back against the aliens, and Peter Dinklage is his old arcade rival from the 80s.
That's awesome.
They used to compete in arcades in the 80s, and now they're going to team up to fight the alien video game characters.
Ghostbusters meets video games or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm in. This sounds fine.
Yeah. I've been burned by Adam Sandler so many times. You know what I mean?
But it's video game content, and Peter Dinklage looks awesome in
it.
So, I mean, I don't know. I was just... This movie wasn't on my radar at all. Yes, once again.
What the hell is that monster?
The aliens are here.
The meteors.
Adam Sandler's last movie was his...
Here's the team. Oh, and on the left is the girl from True Detective.
Oh, yeah.
Monaghan? Michelle Monaghan, is that her name?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Is she the one?
So did they just stop a bunch of people leaving HBO on Sunday night, and they're like, want to come do this weird movie with us?
Yeah,
basically.
You don't need to. Adam Sandler's last movie, I think, was his biggest box office bomb ever.
They're getting worse.
We just put up Blended.
Yeah.
That was his most recent one, like a few months ago.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just wanted to say, this movie was not on my radar, but at least now it's like, okay, I'll casually follow.
I'll keep an eye on you, Sandler and Pixels.
What's going on with this movie?
Will this be the first good video game movie?
No. I don't know.
That was Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah. Which I actually never saw. I heard kind of mixed things about that.
Really?
Yeah.
You've seen both How to Train Your Dragons and you haven't seen Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to fix that, man.
Wreck-It Ralph has a good heart.
Good heart, but is it a good movie?
Yes.
I enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
I thought it was overblown. I thought it was one of those movies people were like too high on, but I enjoyed it.
Well, so it's a movie about jumping into video game worlds, right? And they jump into one and they stay there for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, they're in like two video game worlds for the whole movie.
Yeah. Mm. So I like the concept, but thematically, the one place they land on, like you kind of love it or hate it. But the characters are great and the acting's wonderful.
Yeah. Does Scott Pilgrim count as a video game movie?
No.
No.
Okay. Kind of.
Comic movie.
Yeah.
It's heavily inspired by video games. Our last email this week, really quick, comes from Nick Melanson. He asks, with so many games these days being delayed, it got me wondering, has a game's release ever been moved up? Yes. Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor was just moved up like a week.
Yeah. Yep. So, it's never more than like a couple of days or a week or something.
Yep. And they just moved up Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, the movie, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
About that?
Yeah, they moved it from like May 2016 to March 2016.
March
is
weird.
They moved it up like 2 months.
Yeah, get it out of that Captain America zone because Marvel can't be stopped now.
Well. The summer movie season is just getting earlier and earlier, though. Like, I thought it was weird this year when Captain America Winter Soldier was in April.
Yeah.
Well, it's early, but now they're doing Batman vs. Superman in March.
Yeah.
Well, now Guardians is doing bonkers business.
Yeah, and Guardians was really late. Like, August is kind of late for a summer movie to come out. But it was August 1st.
It's the best August opening ever.
Ever?
Yeah, for Guardians.
By far. It was actually the biggest August movie of all time by like $30 million.
But Ninja Turtles is coming, so watch out. Watch out,
Reviews are really bad for Ninja Turtles.
Greg and I were laughing this morning because he went and checked the Metacritic score for it, and it was like a 36.
Yeah.
And then we walked into the studio that grew up at noon, and we checked again, and it was like a 33.
It's just falling.
Yeah,
it's day just by dropping. Day.
Yeah.
Do you even need to see the Metacritic score? You know you're going to that movie.
I'm not going to that
You're
movie.
You're not going to that movie?
I'm not going to that movie.
The turtles look so creepy. Yeah.
Yes.
They did not.
Well, actually, I was actually bummed out because I talked to some people that saw it early here, including Josh, the intern, who's working on the show right now. I'm gonna out you right now.
He told me. Scoop. He helps us out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is the perfect time to out his story. He he said that he met a girl who had the connection to go see the movie, and they went on a first date to see the Ninja Turtles movie.
Like they got to see it early?
Yeah.
And did he say if it was good or bad?
He's like, it's
a movie.
All right, it's all right.
It's things.
That's okay. But I was asking him about it, and you know, spoilers. I was like, who are the villains? And he's like, it's pretty much just Shredder, and then like this dude that works at a company. I'm like, there's no Bebop and Rocksteady or Krang or like any of the mutants or anything like that. And he's like, no.
Is there a Foot Clan?
There's a Foot Clan, but they all have guns. They're not really like a Karate Foot Clan.
Yeah, I don't mind that part. That makes more sense.
What if it turns out that Josh didn't even really see the movie?
Probably just made it up.
He's trying to be cool.
He never met that girl.
Nope.
He just dies alone, and it's tragic.
And then the meteor.
Kick me now, meteor.
I think that's all the scoops we have for you this week. Next week, GameScoop's going to be coming to you from Germany. Myself and a bunch of the IGN guys are going to Germany for Gamescom. We'll be reporting actually live from the show floor all week. We'll put up the schedule here soon, but I think at least Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, IGN Live will be live streaming game demos for you from Germany, and we'll be live streaming GameScoop as well. So that'll be fun for next week. But thank you, Justin. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Greg. My name is Damon. Remember, you can always reach us at the email address, gamescoop@IGN.com, and we're out.
Milk is murder.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.